We will all stand together and sing a union song. We will all stand together and know that we belong to the strength of the future in a common working call. We will all stand together and sing a union song. There's trouble fast approaching and the skies are overcast. But let us not lose sight of all the lessons of the past. The victories that were fought for in battles loud and long. By the millions who sang the Union song. We will all stand together and sing a Union song. We will all stand together and know that we belong to the strength of the future in a common working call. We will all stand together and sing a Union song. United we can bargain, but divided we must fall. Injustice to the one will mean injustice to us all. But when we stand together, the future will belong to the millions who sing a Union song. We will all stand together and sing a Union song. We'll all stand together and know that we belong to the strength of the future in a common working call. Stand together and sing a Union song. Stand together and sing a Union song.
Wow. Look. Now on Life Matters this morning, I am joined in the studio, our special drama studios in fact, by an entire crowd of guests here on Radio National, and I'm delighted to have this group with me. Look, every 2 years, you might not know that an international festival of choirs is held in an unusual destination, Cuba. And Australia this year is sending a choir with a difference, a very special group of people that hail from right across Australia. So this is a group of people that link Australian choirs, but it'll also be linking up in Cuba with many of the world's other choirs. And joining me, along with this entire crowd,
hello.
Is conductor, singer, educator, researcher, Wonder Woman, I think, Margo McLaughlin, welcome.
Hi, Natasha.
And we also have with us Mark Westcott, who is a member of the Sydney Trade Union Choir. You are organising this trip.
That's right. I got drawn into it.
Well, how did you get drawn into it?
We'd been before. I guess the choir thought this was a really good idea. Let's do this. And they said, we, as a committee, will organise it. And then somehow that ended up being me.
So the thing is, though, this is a unique choir because people have come from all over Australia to rehearse together. Who are they?
Well, we're following the model that the Brisbane Trade Union Choir set in 2009. They thought, this sounds good, we'd love to go. And they got about 12 people from their choir, and then they thought, we'll open it up to all trade union choirs in Australia. They invited all other trade union choirs, and we were amongst the ones who joined. So they put 2 dozen people on stage.
People have been coming together, flying in to do rehearsals regularly in the lead up to this. So tell us, Mark, about this festival. You've been before. What is this festival? It was started by a very special Cuban chorister, I gather.
The Electo Silva is the guru of singing in Santiago, and he was in charge of the conservatoriums and so on. But way back in the early 60s, he thought we could have an international festival. And he started with getting people from the other end of the island, from Havana, but other Caribbean nations. And it's grown so that it's, there are choirs from Canada, the USA, in UK, and Australia.
Is it about politics? Yeah, because the Cubans, I gather, take their choirs extremely seriously, but it's not all about politics for them, is it?
I think they want to present something of really high quality. They're keen to prove that Cuba can do anything in the world to a world standard. And so, they're not frightened to invite choirs from as far away as Australia to you know, do your best and, you know, show us what you're made of. We'll show you what we're made of. So it's a small country, but like Australia, as a small country, we value the mongrel in us.
I'll come back to the Cuban choirs because they're very professional in their approach. Margo McLaughlin,
yes.
How's the choir going? How's the prep been?
Oh, look, fantastic. I mean, they've been coming up from Melbourne. One lady comes up from Tasmania every month. And it's quite a task to get a bunch of people to sing as a choir, because it takes time for a choir to gel as an ensemble. Mm. But they're such a friendly bunch and such a committed bunch that it's working really, really well.
How did you pick the repertoire? Like, what do you want to communicate about Australia to Cuban audiences?
Look, we want to be ourselves, which is trade unionists who sing together for a cause and for a purpose. And so we're representing ourselves and what we do, which is unique in Australia. And then as well as that, a little bit of repertoire that particularly represents Australia. So we're singing a song about the Wollamai Pine, for example, which is a very special thing about Australia.
I think you're singing an Indigenous woman's song as well.
We are. We're singing a song from the Ernabella Land Rights Choir. That song was composed especially in response to the handing back of Uluru.
Wow. Which,
yeah.
I'd like to hear a little bit of that. Do you reckon you could squeeze it in? I'm putting you all on the spot a bit here because it's in language, isn't it?
It is in language. It's in Pitjantjatjara language.
Do you want to give it a go?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
All right.
One verse.
Kulilaya, Nora Nyanampa Mantawiru, Nyanampa Adamuku Kariku Nora Irikinuru. Kulilaya, Mantamir Nipachara, Jukurpa Ayatiru, Nyaku Nura Kulinjawiya.
Gorgeous. And I know this is still very much a work in progress. I think you did very well me putting you on the spot there.
Yeah, well, that's good. Good to be able to do that. Know that we can.
That's something quite significant to communicate to the Cubans, I would imagine, an Indigenous telling of our story.
Definitely. And there are connections right across the world between Indigenous people. You know, Indigenous people all over the world have been affected by invasions by other communities, and there'd be plenty of Cubans who would relate to that as well.
You run a number of choirs.
Yep.
Margo, what is it about bringing people together to sing together, to bellow?
Oh, well, actually, Loudly Bellow was part of my school song at Sydney Girls High School, so that's just another thing. But it's something that people can just do. It doesn't really matter whether you've got any training or not. I run choirs with people with no training and people who are highly trained. And in the end, it's very similar. It's about coming together to sing about something that matters to the people who are in that group and transcending everyday life through music.
Mark Westcott, take us back to where you're heading. Santiago de Cuba, you've been there. Describe what this group of people, because many of you will have not have been to Cuba before, is that right? Who's been? A couple of you have been. What will they find there? What's life like in Santiago de Cuba?
Well, it's probably not as developed or as wealthy a city as Havana. So that's one thing I'll find. The other thing I'll find is that we've taken a very low level of responsibility for people's accommodation and transport. And we've just said, well, look, we'll meet. Our first practice will be in the front bar of a hotel.
Which hotel?
The Casa Grande. At 9 o'clock sharp on the Saturday morning, be there.
Unreal.
And so they have to get themselves in on the Friday by the latest, settled, over the jet lag, have their stuff all together and turn up at this place, by which time I hope to have lined up a practice venue for us. Not too far away.
It sounds very much that's the Cuban way, isn't it?
So how have the arts fared under Fidel Castro?
Oh, well, rather, they do put a lot of money into it. So the youth choir that will be hosting us and will be using their practice space, that's the offer, they're all students at the conservatorium, and Their fees are paid for, they're on a student stipend. You know, they're living a grand life of singing, but they take it very seriously. They train like Olympic athletes 6 days a week. They get a day off every week. And so they're formidable to sing with, or, you know, to sing on the same program as them. And but if they drop a unit of their course, then they're in grave peril of losing their stipend. And
which has a massive impact on their lives in Cuba, potentially. It's now a few yes. years since you've been there. Do you have a sense that Cuba is changing rapidly?
Look, it's hard to know. We've got a friend in Havana, and he's pretty discreet about, you know, what he lets on. But one of the new developments, that mobile phones are coming into greater use, and there's a bit of freeing up of real estate, but it's really hard to know how that's going. I mean, he'll be a bit affected by that, and we'll talk about it when we get there.
Be interesting to get a sense of those cross-cultural dialogues that you'll have through song. Margot, you've never been.
No.
What are you expecting? What are you excited about?
Oh, gosh, I'm excited about the whole thing, the music especially. I don't know where I'm going to find music and what music I'm going to find, but I just know that it's going to be everywhere. I think that's the most exciting. And I always like to be immersed in another culture rather than just hopping on a tourist bus. So it's going to be lovely.
You sure are going to be immersed. Yeah. You've got another song for us.
We have.
Introduce it for us.
This is El Pueblo Unido Jamás Será Vencido, which means the people united will never be defeated. And it's Mark probably knows more about this song than I do. Come back to the mic. It's originally a Chilean song, which was composed...
Well, just 3 months before their 9/11.
Yeah, so it 1973, was, just before the military coup.
Yeah, so in the still heady days, it's a bit like our Gough Whitlam days, in fact, around about the same time.
Only worse, much worse.
Yeah, the wash-up was worse. But in the enthusiasm, you know, one of their songs was, you know, El Pueblo Unido Jamás Será Vencido.
Which means?
The people united will never be defeated.
Go for it. Okay.
El Pueblo Unido Jamás Será Vencido.
El Pueblo Unido Jamás Será Vencido. El Pueblo Unido Jamás será vencido.
De pie, de cantar, llegamos a triunfar. Avanza, banderas de unidad. Y tú vendrás marchando junto a mí. Y así verás tu canto y tu bandera florecer. La luz de nuevo blandecer. La luz. La vida que vendrá, de pie, de luchar, el pueblo va a triunfar, será mejor la vida que vendrá, a conquistar nuestra felicidad, y en un clamor, mil voces de combate se han sonado, dirán, canción de libertad, con la patria vencerá, y ahora el pueblo que se alza en la lucha, con voz de gigante, gritando adelante, el pueblo unido jamás será vencido, el pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Wow, how's that? The Australian Union Choir, they joined us in the studio ahead of jumping on that plane. As we heard, they're made up of members from union choirs around Australia who love putting their lungs to work, and they're all attending and performing at the Festival Internacional de Coros in Santiago de Cuba, which kicks off this week, runs right through until the 1st of December. Oh, I've got a big tingle. I love having a choir in the studio with me. Look, on Life Matters now, we're going to talk tall poppies, another sort of cultural exchange coming up.